Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Master Your Emotions by Thibaut Meurice. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever had a moment where an emotion just totally took over and you wish you could flip a switch and make it stop?
Oh, absolutely. And I think almost everyone has. That's exactly what this book is about. It's a practical guide to understanding and managing your emotions so they don't run the show. Meurice starts by challenging this idea that emotions just happen to us, like we're passive victims.
Right, and that was the first thing that hooked me. He says there's this gap between an event and your emotional response, and that gap is filled with your interpretation, the story you tell yourself about what happened.
Exactly. Two people can experience the exact same thing and have completely different reactions because their interpretations differ. That's actually empowering. It means you're not at the mercy of circumstances. Your thoughts shape your feelings.
Yeah, it's like he gives you the keys back. But then he introduces this concept of the emotional loop, which explains why negative emotions feel so sticky. An event triggers a thought. The thought creates a feeling. The feeling creates a physical sensation, and that sensation reinforces the original thought. It's a self-feeding cycle.
And the loop is why you can't just snap out of it. You have to interrupt the cycle somewhere, either challenge the thought, soothe the physical sensation, or shift your attention. The key is realizing you're not the loop. You're the one observing it.
That's huge. And he makes this really useful distinction between emotions and feelings. Emotions are raw, biological responses, like fear when you see a snake. Feelings are your mind's interpretation of that emotion, anxiety, worry, all the stories you build on top.
Right. So you can't stop the raw emotion from arising, but you can influence the feeling that develops. You can learn to observe the emotion without letting it turn into a prolonged state. That's where the real work happens.
And he's clear that emotions aren't bad. They're signals. Anger might mean a boundary was crossed. Sadness might mean you need to acknowledge a loss. The problem isn't the emotion, it's how you respond to it.
He calls that secondary suffering the extra pain you create by resisting, judging, or suppressing the emotion. The primary emotion might be uncomfortable, but the fight against it is what really hurts.
So the path he lays out is the emotional mastery process. It has four steps: awareness, acceptance, investigation, and non-attachment. Let's walk through those.
Awareness is just noticing what you're feeling without getting lost in it. You can't change what you don't notice. Acceptance means letting the emotion be there without fighting it. Resistance just amplifies it.
I love that paradox. When you stop trying to get rid of an emotion, it often starts to dissolve on its own, like a wave that rises, peaks, and falls. Your resistance is what keeps it from completing its natural cycle.
Then investigation is where you get curious. What is this emotion trying to tell you? What thought triggered it? Is that thought even true? You become a detective of your own mind.
And non-attachment is recognizing that you are not your emotions. You can say, I am feeling anger right now, but not I am angry. That shift in perspective creates space and freedom.
He also gets specific about different emotions. For anger, he recommends creating a pause between the trigger and your response. Recognize the early signs, tension in your jaw, racing heart, and step back. Then examine the rigid expectation fueling the anger.
For anxiety, he says to ground yourself in the present moment, because anxiety is almost always about the future. Focus on your breath, your senses, and question the worst-case scenario. Can you actually handle it? Usually, yes.
For sadness, he advises allowing yourself to grieve. Journal, talk to a friend, sit with the feeling. But he warns against letting it slip into depression, where you feel hopeless. Be kind to yourself, like you would be to a hurting friend.
And for shame and guilt, he emphasizes self-compassion. Shame says you're fundamentally flawed. The antidote is knowing your worth isn't determined by your mistakes. Forgive yourself, you're human.
I also appreciated that he talks about lifestyle. Your emotional state is tied to your physical health, sleep, nutrition, and exercise. When you're tired or hungry, you're more vulnerable. He recommends daily habits that support emotional stability.
Yeah, and he talks about the power of perspective. Zoom out. Most things that upset you aren't that significant in the big picture. Gratitude helps shift focus from what's wrong to what's right. And a growth mindset turns challenges into opportunities.
He also addresses emotional triggers, those automatic reactions rooted in past experiences. The goal is to heal the underlying wound so the trigger loses its power. That might mean revisiting past experiences or seeking professional help.
And he keeps coming back to the idea that your thoughts aren't facts. Just because you think something doesn't make it true. You can observe your thoughts like clouds passing by and choose which ones to engage with.
One thing I really liked is that he doesn't promise you'll be happy all the time. Emotional mastery isn't about eliminating negative emotions. It's about developing a healthy relationship with them. You become resilient, not numb.
It's a skill you build through practice. You'll have setbacks, and that's okay. Every difficult moment is an opportunity to practice. He even recommends creating an emotional toolkit, a playlist, affirmations, a grounding object to use in moments of distress.
And he talks about the importance of relationships. Toxic people can drain you, while supportive people uplift you. Set boundaries and cultivate connections that nourish you.
The bottom line from the book is that you are the author of your emotional life. You can't control everything that happens, but you can control how you relate to your experiences. That's a powerful message.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
For me, the one takeaway is this: you are not your emotions. You're the awareness behind them. And that awareness is your freedom.
Exactly. Emotions are visitors. Let them come, let them stay, and let them leave. We'll see you in the next one.